Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. Once again, I am delighted to actually be able to do something fairly successful in music. It's my TV show, Working Musicians, where actually the more the show goes on, the less you see of me, because the talent is so great that I just disappear. Anyway, today is Will Van Cise and Truth. Reminds me of that first Jeff Beck album. Sure. Love that album.
I think I may have stolen that.
That's okay. Hopefully you didn't copyright it. So you are a ubiquitous fellow about town. You are everywhere, right?
Yes, I am. I try to keep myself busy playing music.
And you've got a really cool aggregation of musicians with you tonight.
I do. This is pretty much my family, my extended family. You got one of my best friends in the world, Mr. Pete Hopp, playing some lead guitar for us tonight. Mike Severino on the drums, Mr. Steve Wexler on the bass guitar, and Chris Lee, my love, singing with me.
Awesome. So I'm actually, Mike and I used to play together for a series of disastrous cancellations. Remember that?
It says, you know, part of the game.
that's where I learned my lesson in the biz. Always call the club a week before you play there.
And 10 minutes before you leave your house.
That's right, because we got to the club, lights were off, and that was it.
I've been there.
Pete, I've done your jam Monday night at Lucy's. Mm-hmm. I forgot what you call it, the acoustic extravaganza.
Yeah, it's been named that. It's Petey Hop Super Extravaganza, Colossal Extravaganza, something
Cavalcade
like that.
Cavalcade of stars.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now let's plug you, Will. Your big jam, the People's Jam.
Yes, sir. People's Jam is Lucy's Lounge in Pleasantville, New York, every Tuesday night. And it started a year ago, and it's going strong. It's a R&B, soul, funk jam that's kind of morphed into just about anything soulful and good. And everybody gets to play. We start at 9 o'clock, and I'll play till the last person's there. I've been there sometimes till 3 in the morning, even help mop the floor at the end of the night. So, you know. It's one of those kind of jams, real grassrootsy. Try to keep it in the family where everybody gets to have a good time and play some music.
You know, the hardest thing in the world is to figure out who to put together.
Yes, it is. That is the hardest thing in the world, and it's kind of what I really got good at doing the jam. Why people started to really come back after the first few months is because I really put a lot of effort into getting right people up with the right people and getting beginners to play with other people and get better. And a lot of great bands and friendships have formed out of that jam, originally from Pete's Jam when I met him some years ago, and that's how that friendship formed. So mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing the scene we have here in Westchester. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen you at Lucy's with another group with your bass player.
Sure.
Steve, what was that called? And Mike was in it too.
That was a group we did the Soul Explosion. It was a one-off group, but with a lot of people that were in some major groups. So I'm in a band. Steve Wexler has a great band called the Top Shelf Orchestra that we're in. That features Ed Lean, who was singing that night, Ed Lean Hart, and also Mike's wife Hava, who's in this band but couldn't be here tonight. She sings, you know, with us in this band. And it was an amalgam of a lot of different people we play with. But that was pretty much just a superstar show that we put together.
Name your other bands.
I play in the Brothers of the Road band, which is a Allman Brothers tribute band. Pretty much, I'd say, the most premier Allman Brothers tribute band in America. I mean, it's a great band. It really is a great band. I play in Groove Buffet, www.groovebuffet.com and brothersoftheroad.com. You can find the Groove Buffet is a soul band, a classic Motown R&B soul band. That we play B.B. King's at least 4 or 5 times a year. We play every New Year's Day. That's a great band. That also has Miss Edlene Hart singing. Richie DePaul's a band leader and a drummer. He's a great guy. A lot of Long Island players are in that band. Robert Jack, really good people.
Cool. Now, if I woke up Friday and I said, I need my Will Van Cise fix, is there one place I could go to see where you're playing that night?
Oh, yeah. I'm quite a Facebook bug, and I use it to pretty much communicate with everybody in the scene and take care of all the business. So if you look me up on Facebook, you can definitely find out where I'm playing, who I'm playing with. Usually anywhere from way up north all the way down to Long Island, you can catch me on any weekend and even during the week.
Now you teach as well.
Yes, I teach guitar. I have kind of developed a new way of teaching that tailors itself to, tailors it to the student and what they want to learn, but in the sense of using tone and emotion to try to get through when you're playing. I mean, that's kind of what I do when I play electric guitar. It's based around that. Of course, using music theory and all of the important stuff you're supposed to learn, but to really try to tap into what people want to express through their instrument.
I keep hearing in the audience, where's the gold top?
Yeah.
Where's the gold top?
Normally I'm an electric guitar player, lead guitar player, and that's what you'll see me play in most of these bands that I'm in. But tonight I'm playing a bunch of songs that I wrote and playing acoustic guitar, and I pretty much got my favorite guitar player to play on it, which is Mr. Pete Hopp.
Why don't you get ready?
Sure.
Cool.
Okay. Didn't mean to cut you off. Just we got a lot of moving around to do. I forgot exactly. So just watch your chords.
Sure.
I'm going to take this off.
Transfer drill.
Okay. We got it. This is good. All right.
Okay,
you take care of that. You plug
gotcha,
in.
Gotcha. You ready to hit the tuner button?
The tuner button is still on.
Okay.
Where's my roadies?
Yeah.
Okay, you can go live.
Okay, Will. There
Still
you
tangled.
Go.
I got
You're
it.
Good.
I figured it out. Wait, hold on. Now we got
I'm not afraid to die.
second.
This next song is called The Honky Tonk Flu. It's about 12 years old and I still haven't gotten over it.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
great job.
Thank you.
Let's change the set around.
Okay.
Why don't you just hold on to that guitar?
Yeah, sure.
I'm actually
more comfortable holding a guitar all the time.
Oh. Well, don't let your girlfriend hear that. She knows that already.
Good one.
I know.
Well, she knows that.
Thank you, two hands.
Exactly. Right? Thank you, Roger.
So that was a nice job. Very nice job. Always a pleasure to hear you play lead guitar.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to next week when you come.
Is it next week?
I don't know.
Soon.
I'll have to check with my people.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Look at my calendar. But sounds nice. It's interesting because you play so many different kinds of music, and today it's country rock.
Yeah.
You know, a feature of this show, which I ripped off from Bravo, the Actors Studio.
Actors Studio, yeah.
Was the prepared question.
So I have my favorite curse word. Oh, we're not doing that one, right? My bad.
You got your choice. Actually, no, you don't. Three CDs you take to a desert island.
Okay. I can play them on the island. There's electricity.
You bring a boombox with you.
I'm good. Right.
You get 5 minutes notice before you go.
All right, cool. I would take the Allman Brothers Live at the Fillmore, the expanded edition. I would take Rubber Soul by the Beatles and A Love Supreme by John Coltrane.
That's weird, because I actually know and like all those albums.
See?
Although, it's interesting because the English versions of the Beatles albums are completely different than the American version.
Maybe they can get me some kind of American-English version together with all the lost tracks or something. I mean, it is a desert island.
Yeah. That's a great choice. You know, I never heard the expanded version of the Allman Brothers Live.
Oh, there's extra tracks on there. It's cool. I'll get you hip to that.
Cool. Very, very nice. That was originally, they opened for Johnny Winters.
Yeah, sure did. And Wet Willie opened for them on that night.
Really?
It was, if memory serves, but I believe that's what it was.
Yeah, that was big in my college days. Wet Willie, Allman Brothers.
Yeah, it's the stuff.
Yeah, when was that? Oh, long time ago. Well, you did a great job with that one. So, here's one kind of out of left field. Growing up, what songs on the radio, or what happened to you, or what concert made you decide you just had to play music for a living?
Well, it's funny. We visited with my mom over the weekend, and we had this conversation, too. I would say it was, you know, 4 or 5 years old. I was seeing clips of Elvis.
The King.
On television, like, you know, the old Ed Sullivan clips and stuff with Scotty Moore and everybody.
From the waist up.
Yeah, so, I mean, at that age, it would have been Elvis and my brother's Kiss records.
Wow.
Not that I liked Kiss, but it was guys with guitars putting on a show, and it was kind of cool, you know. And my older brother, Doug, had an amazing record collection, and so did my dad. All different kinds of music, and I was able to really go through those records and listen to whatever I wanted when I wanted. So it was really no specific genre of music we listened to, you know. It was ever in the house that I dug, I was able to listen to, and it was really cool, you know.
Sounds like you had a very supportive family.
Yeah, I did. I was lucky that way.
That's awesome. So, actually, there's very little I watch on TV, but lately I've been hooked on That Metal Show.
Got me on that one.
You haven't seen that? It's on VH1 Classic, and every week these three DJs, or video DJs from Jersey, have like famous heavy metal people on. Like they had the drummer from Aerosmith.
All right, cool.
It's very, very interesting. Let's get to the final question, because
okay,
we got a minute. Your dream band.
Okay, it's a big band, my dream band. But I have, you know, everybody.
Everybody's got a spot.
I would have two drummers. I'd have Buddy Miles and Levon Helm, because both drummers can sing, and one guy can play the laid-back stuff while the other guy funks it up. I'd have on piano Leon Russell. On organ, I'd have Greg Raleigh, the original organ player and singer from Santana's band. On bass would be Jerry Jamat. On guitar would be Steve Cropper. The other guitar would be Dwayne Allman. The horn section would be King Curtis and Bill Chase, because that would be crazy interesting. And then I would just listen to them play.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, I got to speak off camera. Keith, how long have I been doing this show?
2 years? 3-4 years?
4 years. That was the best prepared answer ever of any question I've ever asked. Thank you for doing your homework. That was awesome. Now, who's playing the second set?
Oh. Petey Ha, Mike Severino, Steve Wexler, Roger Z.
And you left out.
Chris Lee, she's there, definitely.
Okay. Well, you have to mention her name. So, what's great is that in this bad economy, you're in Westchester, which still has a lot of great places to play. You're working, you're teaching, you're making it happen. You got to give me whatever you're taking because you look really young. I want some of that stuff.
No, I'm kidding.
No, I got my own.
Thank you.
Great job, guys.
Good.
Excellent job.
Thank you, guys.
So just have a seat for a second.
Can we do another one?